Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch podcast and radio show. Today is October 15th, 2016, and it's the feast day of Saint Teresa of Avila. Today's title topic is democracy in peril? Is civil war looming? This, to me, is a very serious subject, but it can be avoided and keep our democracy in strength. All we have to do is keep our example of today's saint, Teresa of Avila, who lived in the early 16th century. Teresa lived before the Catholic Revolution and reformers. So she had struggled with herself and with her writings. She was declared not only a saint, but a doctor of the church. She did with her prayers in her daily life and in communications with our Lord, who is any Christian or even Jew who believes in our Father. That is important. Now, today's prayer is going to be Mother of Our Redeemer, which was written by St. John Paul II when he was alive and he was our Pope. But before that, I would like to do my commentary for today and what is going on. A lot of disturbing things, of course, happened. Some of them was emails exposed by WikiLeaks. And some of it had to do with our Catholic faith. One of Hillary Clinton's allies made fun of Mr. Murdoch, who is Australian and a mogul, who owns the United States, the Wall Street Journal, and Fox News Channel. And he basically made fun of him and saying, why was he, who was of course a wealthy businessman, raising his children as Roman Catholic? All you have to do is look at the history of today's saint. That could be one reason. Hillary Clinton could model herself after today's saint and learn a lot. She could learn a lot from the saint of our times, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. If Hillary could just be 1/100th of Saint Teresa of Calcutta, not only she would be a better person, she would be a great person as Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Saint Teresa of Calcutta never did things for herself. She was the true hero of our day. She dedicated her whole life for the poor, the needy, the desperate. She never called any children of God irredeemable or any other words. We're all children of God. Even the most homeless of homeless, the poorest of the poorest, we would never call them that. Yet Hillary has stated 50% of those who support her opponent are non-redeemable. Then she backtracked he stated, well, maybe it's not 50%. Is there one person on earth who is not redeemable? I say even Hillary Clinton is redeemable. But she needs to be redeemed. And her first step will be studying the life of great women like Mother Teresa of Calcutta and follow her example. Oh, today's feast day saint, Saint Teresa of Avila. She could be a great person and even a great president of the United States. But she must have a love of all people, not just people who agree with us. Now, our democracy is in peril. And it's in part from Hillary Clinton. First, our topic would be the news media. And before, we always knew they were biased. But after these WikiLeaks emails being exposed, they did not even mention it. They did not mention about Hillary Clinton's ally and that about Catholics and children of any family, I'm supposing, should not be raised Catholics. So what are they stating? What's wrong with Catholics? Are we not redeemable in her eyes? If she said this about other religions, Muslim, Judaism, or any other religion, it would be an outcry. Yet, the New York Times and all the major media failed to even mention one word of that. Not one word. Yet, they find a statement of a woman allegedly 35 years ago on an airplane that Donald Trump allegedly groped. 35 years later, this Hillary supporter, 3 weeks before the election, decided 35 years later, and she's not a credible witness. She even stated in her own words, well, if Donald Trump had touched me on other areas, it would be okay with me. Does this sound like a credible witness? Someone who is a good Christian? I don't think so. Also, many other emails that it came out about her and Hispanics. This woman is a worse bigot than Donald Trump is allegedly. If Donald Trump was such a bigot as he states now for election, for her to be elected, why did she go to his wedding? Why did she participate? And she even said in the debate, she wanted to go. They were friends. She thought he was such a terrible person. She and former President Clinton never went to his wedding. So we know that's a false and a false narrative just to be elected about our democracy. When the major media purposely tries to help one candidate over another, it is so blatant, even in the Democratic primary. They would call or email Hillary Clinton and state the questions they were about to give. So she had an advantage. Clearly, the first two debates, there was no question how the moderators were supposed to be equal to both sides, favored Hillary Clinton. There was no maybes. They would let her go over her time by over a minute. They would cut off Mr. Trump anytime they knew it was an answer they did not want to hear. They asked questions only supportive of Hillary Clinton, and they avoided any embarrassing questions. Did not talk about the past of Bill Clinton. Did not talk the past of Hillary Clinton's exposure to those four women sitting in the after the debate that he sexually harassed them while he was president of the United States. And why is I feel the country could be in peril and possibly civil war? There's a great outrage. I mean, even in one of the emails stated Hillary Clinton was getting updates from the Department of Justice on her case about the emails. So is that what the director of the FBI was meaning, where no U.S. attorney would take this case? Because Department of Justice was already supporting her. The Attorney General of the United States had a personal meeting beforehand with Bill Clinton. And all they talked about, going from one plane, holding it and stopping it, to another plane, was just casual talk. Do they really think the American people are that stupid? That's why the public are so outrageous. There's only one clear answer, and Mr. Trump is right. A special prosecutor needs to be placed on that case against Hillary. Look at in the case of Richard Nixon. If there was no outcry from the press, there would not have been any special prosecutor on Watergate, and nothing would have happened. Just like now, Hillary Clinton and all the wrongdoing she's done, nothing will happen if there's no special prosecutor. And Donald Trump is the only one saying he wants a special prosecutor. I don't hear anyone from the media. And where is their outrage? The media has an obligation. They have freedom of the press. But with that freedom comes obligation. We all have obligations when we have these freedoms. God-given rights to us. But unless we play fair, we're obligated to show both sides equally, even when you don't like the answers. So as I say, we're going to be praying. We're going to actually pray for Hillary Clinton, specifically today, since today is the feast day of Saint Teresa of Avila. May she have guidance and pray from her and learn how to be a good leader. And also, we're going to be praying to our mother, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the mother of all of us. And here's the prayer, the mother of our Redeemer, by Pope John Paul II. It states beforehand, in this prayer, the Pope draws attention to the relationship of Mary with each person of the Holy Trinity. Following the example of Mary, we too encounter the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Learn how to pray to them with your heart. I hope you're listening, Hillary Clinton, or one of your people, or one of your friends, who state, why would anyone raise your children Catholic. Maybe it's because our love for the mother of our Redeemer. And here's the prayer. Mother of our Redeemer, in this time dedicated to you, we proclaim with joy that you are blessed. God the Father chose you before creation of the world to realize his providential design of salvation. You believe in his love and obeyed his word. The Son of God wanted you to be his mother when he became man to save all people. You welcome him with prompt obedience and an undivided heart. The Holy Spirit loved you as his mystical spouse can fill you with singular gifts. You meekly allowed yourself to become modeled by his hidden and powerful action to you. On this threshold of the third millennium of Christianity, we entrust the Church who acknowledges and invokes you as mother. To you, Mother of all people and nations, with confidence we entrust all humanity with its fears and hopes. Grant that everyone may encounter Christ, the way, the truth, the life. Sustain us, O Virgin Mary, our journey of faith. Obtain for us the grace of eternal salvation. O Clement, O loving, O sweet Mother of God, and our Mother, Mary. And God bless you all. And God bless our country. And God bless our world.